Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this Saturday devotion, May the 16th. On the church calendar, we're in an odd in-between time, and I speak about that today because it can be very similar to our daily lives and our daily walks. Thursday, 2 days ago, was Ascension Day. We remember Jesus ascending into heaven after he visited with his disciples after his resurrection. And Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, is not celebrated until next week. So we have this rather odd 10 days that we remember the biblical story that Jesus has been walking with them and teaching them. The resurrected Lord is someone whom they have seen and recognized and touched. But yet now he has disappeared from their sight. And so I can imagine them walking back home the day or the evening of the Ascension, saying, that was miraculous, that was spectacular, we're promised this next thing and this new thing, that sounds exciting, but what do we do in the meantime? They look around and Rome is still in charge, and they still have mouths to feed and bills to pay. And that is very similar to how we live our daily lives, even when we do believe in the promises, even when we do believe in resurrection, even when we do hope and we're joyful and we're grateful, we are still in that in-between time that we are walking with Jesus, not seeing him, but sometimes sensing his presence more or less any day or any week or any season. And some days we can feel very sure and very close, very comforted, and other times or seasons we can feel, well, it's not necessarily doubt so much as it is just that gap between seeing and feeling close and knowing and hoping, and yes, those times that we still are going about our business step by step. And some days and some seasons, we just don't feel that same way. That doesn't mean that the promises are not true. It doesn't mean that we don't believe. It just means that sometimes, like the disciples walking home from the Ascension, we believe. We may have gotten incredible glimpses and moments of deep intimacy and closeness with Jesus. But we still sometimes have to go about our business and say, I do believe, I do hope, I know the promises are true, and in the meantime, we might have other things to tend to that are much more ordinary and much less comforting, and we still walk step by step. Sometimes feeling that closeness and feeling that joy, and other times knowing it's there, but having to tend to other things. Have a wonderful day. Hope to see you tonight or tomorrow.